Dr. Oliveros dictating for April the 25th of 2023. The name of the patient is James Adams, ADAMS. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that we follow in the clinic because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that has been 3B. Period. The reason for this deterioration of the kidney function has been related to obstruction. He has a history of carcinoma of the bladder. He has been not able to empty the urinary bladder, was evaluated by the urologist, and he decided to put a Foley catheter. After the Foley catheter, the laboratory workup has shown improvement of the condition. On March the 27th of the year 2023, the creatinine came down from 2.82 to 2.20, and this is just after the placement of the Foley catheter. The estimated EFR went from 22 to 30, and the patient has albumin creatinine ratio that is just 9, and the protein creatinine ratio is 171. In other words, this is obstructive uropathy. We know that the patient has diabetes mellitus and has a history of cardiovascular disease. However, it is my impression that the first component has been obstructed. Number two, the patient has iron deficiency anemia. He is strongly recommended to take the iron. The latest CBC shows a hemoglobin of 9.2 with hematocrit of 29. The patient is advised to take over-the-counter iron 2 times a day. The saturation of iron is just 21%. The total iron is 61. Period. If there is another component to this anemia, different from the CKD4 and the obstruction, is to be considered, but very unlikely. Following number, type 2 diabetes that has been well under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. He's had angioplasties in the past by the cardiologist Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-P-A-N. Following number, coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure in the past. He has ejection fraction that is 65%, has ventricular hypertrophy with some diastolic dysfunction. The patient is followed by Dr. Cook, C-O-O-K. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 129/54. Following number, the patient has vitamin B12 deficiency on supplementation. Period. We advise the patient to continue with the folic catheter. I have to point out that the Klebsiella pneumonia ESBL has been isolated, but the patient is asymptomatic. Period. The case will be reevaluated in 4 months. A paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 18 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes with the documentation.